This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. Wall Street has seen very strong gains for the second day in a row. Yesterday, the Dow rallied 1.4%, the S&P 500 gaining 2.1%, and the Nasdaq ended higher by 3%, logging in its best one-day move since March. As worries about Omicron ebb in terms of the severity of the infection, we've seen risk-on take place across asset classes. So crude prices too extended their rally. Brent crude is now at $75 per barrel versus about $73 per barrel yesterday. Given the global risk-on, we're seeing SGX Nifty also pointing to a gap-up opening and is currently higher by close to about 100 points. A couple of factors to track. One, today is going to be the crucial RBI monetary policy. Now, that will come out at about 10 a.m. So that will set the course, particularly for banks and financials. As of now, the CNBC TV18 poll doesn't expect a reverse repo hike, but the market will watch for any guidance from RBI on the rate hike timetable. We already know that the Fed is talking about a faster taper in the December policy, rate hikes coming through next year. So the street is going to be watching, particularly what the RBI governor also has to say about the Omicron virus and the impact it could have about the economy. So that's going to be crucial. But as we start gap up, watch out for levels of 17,489. That was the recent swing high that the markets hit last week. And after that, we had the big two-day correction. Net institutional flows in the secondary market were flat yesterday. The FI sold 2,585 crore. The DIIs bought 2,606 crore. Stocks, the key three stocks that I would be tracking today, one would be Reliance Industries because Taziz, an Abu Dhabi chemical derivatives company, and Reliance Industries have launched a strategic joint venture to construct and operate a chemical production facility for an investment of $2 billion. Hindustan Zinc has approved an interim dividend of 18 rupees per share, and Vedanta will also be in focus because they will also get a dividend flowing through. Nykaa anchor lock-in ends today. There was a one-month anchor lock-in, which means 2.13 crore shares are available for selling from the anchor investors, and they are sitting on handsome gains of 95%. The stock ended at about 2,150 versus the issue price of 1,125. So that will be a stock you need to track on your radar. With that, I'm going to sign off. Have a good trading session. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.